What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on Yahoo for Wednesday, January 12th. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman, only place you get updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are for today's slate. And finally, shout out to Yahoo for sponsoring their own video. AwesomeO.com/Yahoo-promo. Go there for the details. Free month of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. Deposit bonus at Yahoo. The best contests you're going to find in the industry. Don't sleep on them. They're the best place that you can be right now if you're trying to build your bankroll. Now we're building out the bottom of our top 10. Man, if I didn't stumble over that, that would have been good. Bogdan Bogdanovic, Evan Mobley, DeJounte Murray, Hassan Whiteside, and Omer Yurtseven are on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, we've got power forward John Collins. He's $28, projected for 39. The goal is 48, and he is in the optimal lineup 19% of the time. I'm giving him 34 minutes here. He's basically the straight backup center to Onyeka Okongwu, which we'll talk about in a bit. And then he's going to play a ton at the four, 1.1-ish fantasy points per minute. Projected straight up for the double-double, 20 points, 10 boards, 2 assists, maybe 2 stocks. Pace down spot against Miami, but it's not the same defensive matchup you normally get. We don't have Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler out there, so life should be a little bit easier for John Collins. At number four, we're off to Utah for Donovan Mitchell, shooting guard eligible, $35, projected for 45.5. The goal is 55.5. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. I gave him 36 minutes, 1.25 fantasy points per minute. It is a pace down spot against Cleveland. And honestly, tough sledding here. Very good defensive team with Mobley and Allen. However, 34% usage and 29 real points can get it done. Almost 6 assists, almost 5 rebounds, almost 2 stocks. Donovan Mitchell feels like he's got a pretty big floor here. It's possible we see Joe Ingles back, but we don't have Rudy Gobert in this one. Mitchell does have a slightly higher usage rate in games without Gobert, so I'm going to look to ride that to the promised land. But honestly, there's not a huge difference between Donovan Mitchell at 4 and Bogdan Bogdanovic at 10. I mentioned Okongwu before. Here he is now at number 3, just $12, center eligible, projected for 31.5. The goal is 32, and he is in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. Okongwu just plays a ton with no Clint Capella. I gave him 32 minutes. He could play upwards of 36 here. 15% usage, 12 points, 9 boards, so pretty close to a double-double just as a median. An assist, a steal, almost 2 blocks. Again, he's getting, not that Omer Yurtseven hasn't been good, but it's a pace down spot against Yurtseven. It's not against Bam Adebayo. Hell, it's not even against Dwayne Dedman in this spot. And no Jimmy Butler either. So we're more than happy to grab the obvious value of Onyeka Okongwu on Yahoo today at just $12. Big time jump up at number 2 to Spencer Dinwiddie. He's point guard eligible, $23, projected for 41, and the goal is 43. He's in the optimal lineup 29% of the time. Without Beal, Dinwiddie's a completely different player. 28% usage, more minutes. I got him in for 33. He's like a 1.3 fantasy point per minute guy. Maybe 1.25 is a safer statement. 20.5 points, 9 assists, 5.5 boards, and a stock in a matchup against Orlando, a team that you are not scared of in any way, shape, or form. You have to take advantage of Spencer Dinwiddie when Beal is out and the price hasn't changed. He is wildly underpriced today, and that's why you see him slotted into the number 2 spot. Now, before we get to that number 1 contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are. And then awesomeo.com/yahoo-promo. You can see it over here on the banner. Month free of AwesomeO Plus, deposit bonus at Yahoo. What more could you possibly want? And finally, the number 1 contender for today is Lonnie Walker, small forward eligible, $14, projected for 33. The goal is 34. He's in the optimal lineup 35% of the time. Giving him 30 minutes, no Derek White, no Keldon Johnson, no McBuckets, no Trey Jones. Lots of dudes out for San Antonio, which means Lonnie Walker is locked into it. The fantasy point per minute guy when all those guys are off the floor. 21 points, 4.5 boards, 3 assists, and a stock in a pace-up spot against the Houston Rockets team that 1, stinks, and 2, plays fast. Both of these teams play incredibly quick. A lot of extra possessions per minute in this particular matchup. That is what I like to see, and that is what gets Lonnie Walker to the number 1 spot on the contenders. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on Yahoo for Wednesday, January 12th. FanDuel and DraftKings versions of this video are around here somewhere. Check them out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win that paper. I'm back again Friday morning with another edition of The Contenders.